everyone, from me, Andre Filion, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. The Free State town of Senekal has been the center of much media attention lately, especially on Friday, as police kept protesting farmers and protesting EFF supporters apart outside the magistrate's court, where two men accused of murdering farm manager Brendan Horner were appearing. At their previous hearing, a farmer's protest turned violent, and there were concerns that farmers and EFF protesters might clash on Friday. In our own reporting over the past week, we also focused on the situation in Senekal and on a kingdom response to disturbing levels of gruesome violence across South Africa on farms and in a number of different communities. We reported on a mission of prayer and unity by a group of six believers who on Wednesday travelled from Pretoria to Senekal, where they prayed at strategic locations in the town, joined a prayer meeting organized by local Christian leaders on the showground, handed out Bibles, including 80 at the police station, and put up banners around the town proclaiming love and unity. On Thursday, we published a prophetic word for Senekal, proclaiming it would not become a tipping point of violence, but that peacemakers would prevail and God's goodness would be on display. Indeed, we give God thanks for the peace in Senekal on Friday in answer to the petitions of many who prayed before and throughout the day. In a testimony of thanks for the peaceful day, Pastor John Matule, one of the leaders of the showground prayer meeting on Wednesday, said a much hotter day than expected sapped the energy of protesters, helping to keep things calm. In other news, we reported on an urgent Zoom meeting on Tuesday night in which more than 200 Christian leaders, leaders of major farming organizations and representatives of troubled communities joined hands in seeking solutions for problems that are threatening to escalate already high levels of violence in South Africa. The meeting was called at short notice by Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng in order for the church to fulfill its prophetic duty to give practical direction to the nation in times of crisis. More than 20 people from most affected communities and groups addressed the meeting, where root causes of violence, such as a need for healing in the nation, disintegration of the family structure, and poverty, were identified. By Friday, Judge Mogoeng sent a report to those who attended the meeting, in which he listed various proposed solutions and requested responses and suggestions by this coming Wednesday. You can read all these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.